ever since the airing of the documentary named Guinea Pig Kids on the BBC last November, the black community in New York City has been up in arms. The film denounces the abuse of black and Latino children taken from addicted mothers or placed in foster care who were subjected to drug trials for the benefit of GlaxoSmithKline, the second largest pharmaceutical company in the world, which then avoided costly delays in filing for animal experimentation with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Omowale Clay from the December 12 movement speaks about the Incarnation House.
They've taken the sign down, but what this place represents is the historical racism that has affected black and Latino people in this country. It reflects the worst of what they've been doing to us. Children in this facility were collected from all over this region, allegedly for having HIV, allegedly for having AIDS, allegedly for being under threat of dying. And these children were used for experiments, clinical trials sanctioned by Columbia University, the Catholic Charities, and the New York City Administration for Children's Services, which runs this facility. These children were the victims of drug experiments. Experiments which they say was to help the children heal, but which we know was to test drugs, lethal and toxic drugs, on our black and Latino babies. This is a crime against humanity.
Roger Warren from the Coalition Against ACS Drug Experiments says that city and state officials are trying to cover up the scandal and are ignoring the evidence of criminal activities at ACS, a secretive agency which, he says, hides its abuses by claiming to protect children's privacy.
We held a press conference in December at ACS. We started having demonstrations here. We sent a letter to the commissioner of ACS, Mattingly, which basically said, how long was this going on? Who was tested? What drugs were administered? Who died? What are the long-term effects of these drugs? And who's responsible for it? We never got a real reply. We met in January with Councilman de Blasio, whose committee is in charge of ACS, asking for a hearing. He said he was satisfied with what they had already provided. He was not going to hold a hearing. We met with ACS legal people and the city's corporation council. They had had our letter for a month and a half. They said they'd get back to us. We haven't heard from them yet. Last week, ACS put out a press release. It said they had hired an independent firm to investigate what was happening in ACS, and then they were appointing an independent panel to evaluate the findings of this independent research group that they were paying for. The reason that they're going to have a hearing, the reason that the media is out here, the reason that ACS has now said they're going to investigate it is because of the people who came out here every week from December till the time we found out about it. It's not due to any change of heart by ACS. It's due to the fact that masses of people are now outraged by what is happening and demanding that it stop.
A hearing on the ACS drug trials would be held at City Hall on Thursday, May 5th at 10 a.m. The activists ask that people of conscience take a day off from work to attend and force the city to come clean on the fate of hundreds of defenseless black and Latino children whose only fault is to be born in poverty in a system only too eager to exploit them. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.